Consider approval of an appeal of the decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission to deny a conditional use permit request to operate a home office at 110 South 10th, zoned R1 Residential 1, District Appellate, Saul Lycon. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is an appeal by the Planning and Zoning Commission to deny a conditional use permit request to operate a home office at 110 South 10th Street, which is zoned R1 Residential 1 District. The appellant presented his item at the December 3rd, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. He stated that he needed to use this property as his office for a trucking company. He's been doing so for a certain amount of time. We're unsure how long he's been doing it. Code enforcement was made aware of the activity and informed the property owner that he was in violation and would have to have a conditional use permit issued to continue. The neighbor across the street had made code enforcement aware of large semis being parked in the street at the property, along with many trucks and other vehicles that were coming to and fro from the property. The appellant stated that he has another yard where he's supposed to be keeping his semi-trucks out on National Parks Highway, but he does not have a utility service to that property. Therefore, he can't operate the office there, and that's why he chose to use this residence as his office. Once he was informed by code enforcement that he was in violation, code enforcement has told me that they have not seen the semis parked at the property like before. However, there's still quite a bit of traffic coming to and from the property in relation to the business. The Planning and Zoning Commission considered this item at their December meeting. They voted 3 in favor of denial, 0 against, and 2 absent. So they voted to deny his conditional use permit request. The appellant then sent an email to my office stating that he would like to appeal for reasons he feels he's being attacked personally by his neighbor, and wanted to appeal it to council to see what you guys thought.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is Mr. Lycon here? Would you care to make a statement?
Hello.
State your name for the record, please.
Dina Ibarra.
Saul Lycon.
And we are here in regards to request to have our office staying there. To stand corrected, we have never had semis, ever. I've been with the company for a year and a half. We've never had a semi parked on our property or any on the other side roads. We have never had to have a vehicle removed due to the city, due to the U.S. Postal Service not being able to do their jobs. We don't have any traffic coming in and out. Basically, there's 3 employees in the office. We do invoicing only. Somebody brings us the invoices. We don't have any semis. I'm just baffled by that one.
What is the neighbors?
And we have spoken to the 2 neighbors on the side of us. They have no concerns. They have no issues with us working out of the home. The only one that has an issue is the lady across the street from us. And she had wanted a job with us last year, and at that time we were able to maintain the job duties with the employees we do have. So I think it's more of a personal matter at this point. But we have never had any issues with anyone complaining to us about vehicles or semis. We were asked to move the side office we had, and we complied with the city, and we had it removed.
This is the neighbor's house, the house in front of us.
That is her backyard.
Yeah.
And we do have a backyard in the property where we can open the gate and we can park in there if needed.
Same as her.
The same as her.
If the city is required.
We can do that.
Question for